Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
This Snip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Snip Impressions for the week of the 2nd of March, 2015. The title, Maintenance Month. Here at Papri Talo Publications, we are celebrating maintenance as our theme for March. If it turns out to be popular enough, we will likely do this again in the fall, perhaps October. Your feedback will help us decide if this is a good idea. I have spoken of maintenance in this column many times over the years. This particular column is being sandwiched by a column last week on top-level managers and one next week on production managers. As we pause to talk about maintenance, I'll offer that I have seldom ever seen managers at the top or at the production level which give enough credit to maintenance. A well-maintained facility is a dream to operate. A poorly maintained facility loses money, has poor morale, and is a safety nightmare. Speaking of safety, we'll be offering our first safety special on Pulp and Paper Radio International at www.pnpri.com on the 17th of March, 2015. We are calling it simply the Safety Show 15. Maintenance and safety go hand in hand in so many ways, so we thought it appropriate to debut it this month. We will have a roundup of the safety record of our industry in North America over the last several years and have some very interesting interviews in the show. Again, you'll be able to listen to it on the 17th of March and going forward from there. If you're interested in sponsoring it, we still have a few slots open and you can contact Helen Rausch at helen.rausch@taii.com for more information.
Today's Snip Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Conmark Systems Incorporated. Conmark provides continuous improvement solutions for mill operations. Visit them at www.conmark.com. And Fulton Systems. Their designs are built on proven methods and technology. You can find them online at www.fultonsystems.com.
Maintenance takes money and it takes people. On the money side, the sad situation is there can appear to be a disconnect between maintenance and operations. Take a well-maintained mill. You can starve maintenance for about 24 months before you'll notice the lack of spending. Then, almost all at once, things will come crashing down. Those things are usually bearings. My experience says about 70% of maintenance problems involve rotating assemblies, and that means bearings in most cases. The reason for the failures, when they come in swarms, is because bearings are precisely designed to a failure limit called MTBF, or mean time between failures. Ignore bearings and you can set your calendar and watch by the predictability of their failures. Another 10% of maintenance problems reflect neglect of fluid and vapor systems, particularly valves and traps. The last 20% is control systems, computers, and intranet neglect. Immoral, hotshot managers love to be placed in charge of well-maintained mills. They slash maintenance, dropping those costs to the profit line, and plan to bail out before the maintenance bomb hits. I am always suspect of high flyers whose careers consist of two-year stints at a number of facilities. Allow me to examine the records of those facilities for the 2 years after they left each one before I heap on my praise. Thank you. And yes, the word immoral leading off this paragraph was not a mistake. People are the other half of a good maintenance equation. You long-term readers will know that I'm about to say next. The best source of maintenance people when you are hiring from the outside is hospitals. Within hospitals, the best source is maintenance people responsible for maintaining surgeries. Why? Nothing can be allowed to go wrong in a surgery. It is the highest standard of maintenance attitude of which I am aware. I even place it above airplane maintenance, and I have had maintenance people from both fields work for me. I think the difference is airplane maintenance people are just a little more distant from the people their work affects. For maintenance managers, I also like those with military experience. Again, their assets must be maintained at a high state of readiness, and if they do break, they require repair under onerous conditions. They truly know how to fix things while under fire. There is a shortage of maintenance people in our industry today, and there are many discharged soldiers, both enlisted personnel and commissioned officers, looking for jobs. I don't understand why this supply and this demand have not found each other and remedied this problem. Do you value maintenance? We solicit your thoughts in our quiz this week, and you can take it online. For safety this week, I am not joking when I say safety and maintenance go hand in hand. If you have a safety problem, it is likely you have a maintenance problem too. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.